Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh no!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast, the official podcast of comedian Justin Foster. I am your host, Justin Foster, sound guy Ivan Ishkoff.
Hello.
Christy's still on baby duty this week. We have a wonderful replacement host guest. Misha McCourtney is our guest this week.
Yay for me.
Good morning, Misha.
Good morning, guys.
I like how Ivan had asked if you'd been here before, and you said, well, I've been on the street here a few times before.
I have.
I think we should clarify that. There's a like a vegan grocery store right next to us that you like to go to.
Amazing.
Oh, that vegan deli?
Yeah, it's called.
Have you been?
Organics.
Well, I put up an Instagram a photo just of the name.
Making fun of it?
No, I just put enough with the oxymorons. Like, vegan deli makes no sense. And I think you commented. You're like, oh, where is that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that how you found this
place?
That was that place.
Oh,
yeah.
I've only bought their groceries. I haven't bought their deli meats.
Misha, you're hardcore. Would you say hardcore vegan or just regular vegan? Regular core.
I would say regular core because if I had my own chickens, I would eat eggs.
If you had your own chickens, you would eat eggs.
Yeah. Like if I knew. If
so
I
if
was
you know where it's coming from, it's okay.
And loving them, yes.
But you wouldn't eat the chickens.
No.
What if they got like old
God,
and like?
No. What if, Jesus.
What if they were like super depressed and they just?
No, I'm not. No, there's no. I would help the chickens, and my chickens wouldn't even be depressed.
They probably wouldn't. They'd have their own room.
Yeah, they would have their own room.
You and your boyfriend would be sleeping in the living room. The chickens would be in the bed under the covers. Misha's a very, very funny stand-up comedian. Also, my girlfriend's introduction to the vegetarian vegan world. We just got back from Vegan Fest last week.
Woo, oh. Vegan
Thank you
Fest.
Very much, listeners.
Where was that?
It was at Misha's house.
Oh. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
It was just two chickens. It was at, what was it, North Hollywood?
North Hollywood, yeah. The Vegan Street Fair.
Yeah, they changed it. Last year it was Vegan Fest, wasn't it? And that made me mad. Like, don't call it a festival.
Why?
It's not a festival. There's no chickpeas at Lollapalooza.
That reminds me of my favorite festival in Naperville, Illinois. We have Rib Fest every year.
Rib Fest?
Yeah,
Rib Fest. It's kind of the same.
Yeah. Oh, the street.
Totally, just the same thing.
As much ribs as you could imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
Different types of ribs?
Yeah, from all the restaurants. They all make their own booths. And
what? Maybe we can go to that next year. It makes me very uncomfortable. I'm going to go on the record here as people that listen to the show know that I am very close-minded. I'm going to go on the record here and make it public. It was awesome. Like, the food was amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. They know what they're doing.
The care and the preparation, these vegan people.
Just vegans.
Just vegans.
Yeah, yeah. Not like these vegan people. No, that's not necessary.
So you have to put people in after.
No. Oh,
just regular vegans?
Vegans.
What's a group of vegans called?
I remember you questioning this before, and I don't think you ever found the answer.
I never found the answer.
No.
The only thing that bothered me about Vegan Fest, number one, Vegan Street Fair. Thank you. It's
Vegan
not a
Street
festival.
Fair.
Yeah, there's no kale at Ozfest. But there was the punny shirts, like the people like tried so hard to be funny with their vegan shirts.
Yeah. I mean, I wore one.
You were spot on, though. Yours
mine
was nice.
Not funny. You know, I mean, it was like a...
It was like a...
Yeah, like an empowered unicorn is what mine was that was talking about not eating.
I think some people were reaching a little hard.
Yeah, which one do you remember?
Veganism is sexy?
I don't remember that one.
You didn't see the other girl who was about 40 pounds?
But there was a pumping iron. There was like a vegans pumping iron shirt
like
for
a workout
that was a good one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I wanted to take pictures of all of them.
Yeah, we should have.
So you said you would eat eggs if they were from your own chickens, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily a vegan for health reasons. It's more
both. I mean, no, but you're right. Moral reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Happy chickens. Oh my God! Mm-hmm. You should start like after comedy, like you're just done with comedy. Mm-hmm. HappyChickens.com.
I have always wanted a small farm.
You start a chicken farm.
I would love a farm.
Oh my God.
Like,
be great.
I will have a couple goats.
Love happy goats. That. You gotta put happy.
Yeah.
You gotta
put happy. Happy.
For,
yeah.
For
happy
what?
Goats.
The milk?
No, for friendship.
For friendship. those long, lonely nights on the farm. Oh my God, I love it. You know what you should do is you should combine it in your act. Do you talk about being vegan in your one of those vegan people in your act?
I do a little bit, and people get very judgy. People are so judgy about vegans, which is ridiculous to me because it's like, why are you so mad about what I eat? Did a herd of cattle kill your mother? Why do people get so judgy?
I've heard vegan jokes. They're pretty like self-deprecating, no?
Yeah, yeah.
You're making fun of yourself.
Exactly. But the second you say vegan, then somebody else gets up on stage and they want to be like, oh, I hate vegans. I love pigs.
Yeah, after a vegan comic, there's always like a bacon bit after it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But bacon's delicious.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand. Like, yeah, that's true. Like, why do people care if you want to eat plants or not.
Right.
I think it's because it's an easy target. Like, vegans are fun to make fun of. They can't hit back. And it's but here's what you do.
God.
You incorporate your veganism into your jokes. You sell vegan merch after your shows. I don't know what vegan merch would be.
Perform at all the vegan festivals.
Ivan, say that again.
You perform at all the vegan festivals.
I would love to.
Bisha, that's your niche.
Yes.
That's your thing. You perform at all the vegan festivals.
I'll get a little stage set up just right in the middle of the crowd.
Oh my gosh. Happy comedy.
with
Misha.
With a happy vegan.
Happy vegan comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy vegan comedy festival.
Yeah. You want to be on?
No, I'm good. No, I'll do Rib Fest. I've actually already booked that week.
I would love to do that.
I had a great time. Listen, we had vegan chicken and waffles. Mm-hmm. I could not tell the difference at all.
It was a vegan chicken and waffle sandwich.
Yes.
Grilled
cheese
sandwich. It
was like a panini.
Sandwich. Yeah.
Dude, they took the waffles and flattened them as a panini and put chicken, whatever the chicken was. I don't remember. Everything was in quotes. It was like chicken in parentheses or whatever. Yeah. But whatever that was, and then they drizzled like syrup or whatever. Dude,
yeah.
It was really good.
So good.
It was a pleasant, pleasant day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that you try to imitate meat. Like, if you're just not going to eat meat, so just don't eat meat.
Well,
why
you still
you
like the flavor of it. It's like if you don't drink, but you like the taste of beer, you drink Beck's or whatever.
I thought Beck's is just beer.
No, they have Beck's, but they also have Beck's
non-alcoholic. Yeah.
So if you want to go out and you still enjoy the taste of beer, you can get a non-alcoholic. It's kind of the same thing with that. And I'll be honest, man, if you put two side by side, I would not have been able to tell the difference.
A lot of those are getting so spot on, really, truly.
Yeah.
So spot on.
Serious. And you know me, I'm the biggest person who's going to be like, nah. It was legit. It was legit.
Yeah, they can be.
You've changed my mind about it. And I've talked about I've talked about it on the show before. Like, I would love to eat like that all the time. My problem is, and I'm sure maybe this is just me making excuses, but like being on the road and stuff and driving for like 8 hours, it's like to me, like the quickest thing I do is like pop in and get like a Chick-fil-A or whatever, which I'm just assuming that those chickens are very happy. I don't know. I don't know, but the cows.
They're the happiest.
Yeah.
As long as they're not gay.
As long as they're not gay chickens. As long as they're Christian chickens.
Right, Christian straight chickens.
As long as the chickens can get into heaven, I enjoy a nice Chick-fil-A sandwich when I'm on the road. God. So when did you start doing comedy?
I get this question and I answer it poorly every time. I got on stage for the first time 5 years ago, but then didn't revisit.
Why?
I just didn't have it in me to go to open mics and sit around with a bunch of depressed comics.
Okay. Talking about bacon?
Yep. Talking about bacon.
So you did it one time. How did it go?
It actually went well.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, everybody knew it was my first time, which they're gentle. You know what I mean?
Sometimes. Where was it? Los Angeles?
Yep.
Okay. So I've seen some crowds in Los Angeles be like, oh, it's your first time. We're going to make you quit in 3 minutes.
That's where my mind goes. Like,
oh, really?
Are
you one of those guys?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, because sometimes if you give them like false encouragement, then they've wasted 10, 15 years of their life of that one, the first time. You know what I mean? Yeah. The first time they get that little
they
bit
should
of a
have.
Rush.
Somebody should have booed me.
So somebody pulled you aside?
They should have, yeah.
Listen, you're not good.
Right.
What were you talking about? What was your first time? Did you think? What was like your one that you were like, this is the joke.
This is my joke.
This is the one.
I was doing lots of act outs. I was talking about jobs. I said the first and last name of a client at an animal hospital I worked at. And I posted it on Facebook because I was so proud of my accomplishment.
Sure.
And then I get a phone call, and I don't even live there anymore.
Right.
That's, you know, that's a small town up in Northern California. I'm not friends with any of these. A different animal hospital called the animal hospital I worked at, somehow found out. And they said there's a girl saying your client's name.
Social Security
and
number.
And your name. I literally, and I'm not going to say it now, but I literally said in my act out,
right,
hey, this is blah, 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 animal hospital. And then I.
Oh, no. So you're talking shit about him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, well, no, not about the hospital, about this client.
The particular client.
Yeah, who would do her cat's drugs.
Right. She would take her cat's drugs?
I was sure of it. I mean, she was missing Valium a lot. I mean, it's...
It's frowned upon.
Sharing, you know...
As long as you're not sharing needles with your cat.
Right.
What are the chances that would get back to you? That's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
What are the odds that your first time, your first set...
And I was devastated, which, by the way, is probably another reason that I didn't do it again. I'm like, oh, clearly this isn't...
This is
I just
sign.
Got all these calls and emails.
Right.
It's weird how things get out online. Just today, I got a text message... Alex screenshot a text message she got from my cousin in Florida who saw a picture of me with these two girls. They asked me to do something, and they commented, hey, hope your girlfriend likes our podcast. They didn't realize I was married. And then he sent me the screenshot of my cousin sends to my cousin, be like, hey, what's wrong with Ivan and Mary? Are they still married? Did they
break
up?
Wow.
And then Alex is like, yeah, why? ? He's like, well, there's some girl on Facebook saying that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. It's like that.
Yeah.
You got to laugh out loud. Really,
you got to be super careful. That's why every comedian's ex-girlfriend is like a Becky. Or like an Ashley, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, my ex-Becky. Like, I've dated like 9 Beckys in my act throughout the years. I used to use my, and I still do, I use this principal or this teacher's name in my act, but I just say
the exact name.
I say the last name, but I don't use her first name, but I don't know. I'm sure that's one day, because I want to record it. I'm sure one day that's going to come back to bite me in the ass, because I
say the
school.
Somehow they know what school, right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So what did you have to take the clip down?
Yep.
Or just bleep it out?
I had somebody told me that they would bleep it out, and you know how people follow through with
stuff. Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
And you probably saw it. You're like, oh, what are the odds that this one lady's going to hear this thing? And
yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. The internet is insane, dude.
The internet really is
so crazy. It can, like, make or break so many careers.
Yeah.
It could people can get discovered because of a video, or, like, if you're already, like, kind of, like, successful, it can, like, ruin you. You know what I mean? Like, that's why, like, I'm so afraid of, like, people. Like, I'm not famous by any means, but I, like, hate people filming in comedy clubs, because it's just that one meltdown.
Right.
Or you going off on a heckler, and you're done.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're it.
Yeah, I had a guy do, like, Facebook Live. I'm like, why?
Why you were on stage?
Yeah, why
was I on? Oh, God, I would have lost my mind.
It was at a Moose Lodge, too.
At a Moose Lodge?
Oh, God.
I had an internet troll comment on one of my – I posted a joke in meme form. And meme, it wasn't a mean joke.
Right, it was meme. Got that.
And I got my feelings hurt, dude. I got my feelings hurt by an internet troll, and it made me so mad, because he goes, well, this guy clearly looks like he's on crystal meth.
Oh.
And it made me so mad, because like I'm a comedian, I can handle like an insult, but like I was wearing a tie in the picture. I was like, fucking what kind of meth that goes and picks up his dry cleaning
right.
first? Piece of shit.
God. Well, I don't think it. I don't know. They say, you know, thick skin, which I know I could probably use one of. But yeah, strangers making comments on social media are hurtful.
Yeah,
and it's stupid because I don't even know you.
Right.
You're just yeah. But
an anonymous stranger can ruin my day.
Yeah.
So fast. And you know, like they're pieces of shit too, because you'll go to their profile or whatever, and they don't even have. It's not even their picture. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like the worst people. Or it's like an egg, or it's like a picture from a movie
right.
or something. Those are like the worst.
Or their doppelganger who is not their doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're not Kevin Spacey's not heckling me online right, right now. So you did stand up once, and you didn't do it for 5 years.
Well, no. I did it. That was 5 years ago, and then I probably waited another year, then I just wasn't very consistent for the first couple years. So I would say a few years,
right? Okay,
consistently.
Okay, and then how was the when you came back? How was the second time? You sold out your doctor,
right?
You,
got rid of
you made fun of your dentist.
Honestly, I mean, I just happened to be in supportive rooms for like the first 5 consecutive times that I did it.
Ivan then, was never
and then
around.
After that, it was Ivan wasn't there, and then after that, it was just like it brought me all this false hope.
Yeah.
And then things started going downhill, and
define downhill. How so?
I'm just bombing. And it feeling very out of the blue because I thought that, you know, God, really, God, I am good.
Yes.
I'm so good at this.
I had 4 good sets in an open mic. Yeah. I should be on Comedy Central right now.
Right.
I know.
And then, you know, today I'm listening to TED Talks, so.
Will you listen today?
Yeah.
What kind of TED Talks?
Well, gosh, what was I searching? I could look at my phone. There was one about being yourself. There was another about being a highly sensitive person. This is a thing. Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. Highly sensitive person. They're like, it's like 15 to 20% of people are highly sensitive people, which
pussies.
Are.
Annoying.
See, this is a...
big vaginas.
Where everything is just... Everything is a lot.
Right.
You know, the world is
it's like...
It's like
they feel everything.
Yeah. Feel everything.
They're raw. They're like, that's right. Very sensitive. They're like raw.
Right.
I could relate
so
to
if
that.
Something's happening to... A strange woman that you don't know in Germany, and you're reading her story. You like take it on for the day.
Oh, okay. So almost is it like an empath? Is that what they call
yes.
it? Almost like that.
Also like on a person. Like I know this girl at work. She asked me a question one time, and I answered it, and the answer was pretty sad. But I'm like, I don't really, well, whatever. And then I turn around, and she's like panting, and she's just like wiping tears from her eyes. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, hold on, I just need a moment to process. I'm like, oh wow, you feel everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
You feel. Like, oh, it was
that's
weird.
Why people
like,
drink and
different.
Do their cats drugs. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to feel anymore.
Yeah, for real.
So what do you get from the TED Talks? Do you feel that you're a highly sensitive person?
Yes.
My sister told me this.
My sister's
about
like,
you
need to research this. I found out what's wrong with you.
Okay.
and
it's just
she,
a diagnosis.
Yes. So I start looking into it all. And I'm like, yeah, this is me. This is me. Like, I, you know, something on Facebook about a dog, the same dogs that I share with everybody else.
Right.
And I'm just devastated all day.
Right.
Or loud noises. A music too much. Like, I'm like, get it out, which is why I feel like I'm sometimes rotten in a bar. It's yes. like, after, at a certain point, I'm just like, I can't
threshold.
Do it anymore. Yeah.
You also live in, like, a studio apartment in the valley, too. So it's just bombarded with loud
yes.
noises. Helicopters
yes.
and gunshots.
Exactly. Helicopters
Didn't somebody
and
die on your street recently?
Oh, yep. There was a stabbing right across the street. There was a stabbing.
Which is great for a highly sensitive person.
Right. There was we had a guy wiggle our doorknob trying to get in while we had helicopters out. Cops were out on feet with flashlights.
Oh, my God.
Does your dog get aggressive or protective?
She does, yeah. But, I mean, she's
I walked in and
missing
saw your
half
dog.
Her teeth.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
No, I just see pictures you post.
Okay, yeah.
It's a boxer, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
But so some dude was running from the police yeah. helicopters and chose your door and started wiggling on the door.
Yep.
Oh,
and
my
we're
God.
Like, you have to, it's like your place. You have to hop a gate to get in there.
Right.
But he must have done that. And then Lance is home. My boyfriend's home. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually there. I couldn't get into the street because the cops had blocked it off. But he hears wiggling at the door.
This was the same night as the stabbing?
Oh, no, different night. This
oh,
is just this numerous.
Is, I thought this was like during the stabbing. Oh, there's just
no.
always cops there.
Just a different
yeah.
Tuesday like, in the valley of California.
No, yeah, different day, one of the many.
So does being a highly sensitive person, does that affect your stand-up? Does that make the sets better and the bombings worse? How does that work?
I feel like it makes the bombings worse.
So if you're on stage and it's not going well, you feel that it's not going well.
Oh yeah, but doesn't everybody?
I do.
Or no, are you able to put on like a shield?
I find a happy place.
You
I
do.
Find a little, I find a tile on the wall, and I just talk until my time is up, and I get a little bit of money to go home.
I'll look for that
I just
tile.
Try to shrug it off.
Yeah.
Now, are you sensitive to positive things too? Because I feel like negative things everyone's like always sensitive to. But what about like just positivity? Like when you're doing well, is that extra? Like
yeah, that's why she thought she did so good the first 5 times.
yeah, I mean, I would say it's certainly affected, and you know, what do you mean?
So like, if you're having a good set and people are laughing or into it.
So you're super
it.
Sensitive to these negative mm-hmm. things, but are you also super sensitive to positive things?
Yeah, I would say so.
Do you absorb people's energy? Like if somebody's like super happy and positive, does that like
yes.
you feel that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then vice versa.
I feel like most people do though. Yeah, but I mean, I probably do too.
I think that guy's a dick. I'm gonna avoid him. Hmm. I'm not also gonna be in a bad mood because
that
guy
it's
is.
Also, oh. yeah, it's about us.
Yeah, I know. There's a you know there's these spiritual techniques of like putting yourself in like a protection bubble before you exit your home every morning, which have you heard about these?
No, but touch on that because like on last week's episode with Frank, we talked about like meditation and how to do how to be more positive and live in the moment. So we're trying to give like our audience like these little like nuggets of stuff they can take with them. And I think that's an excellent thing. Explain that to me.
So not to say that I accomplished that today. I just know to do this. Before you exit your house, you know, you're going out into the world. You're being exposed to people's
stabbings.
stabbings and Chick-fil-A's, you know, whatever.
Rib fests.
and so you visualize, because uh-huh. visualization is a powerful tool.
You visualize
like a barrier around you mm-hmm. that would block out anybody's
negative energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's which so fascinating. Like to me, I grew up really religious. Mm-hmm. And every time we left the house, we had to sit in a circle, stand in a circle, and say a prayer. Mm-hmm. So, but it's the same concept. You mm-hmm. have your angel yeah. garden.
Your bubble
like,
is
right.
Jesus.
Yeah. Your faith. So essentially, it's the same outcome, right?
Yeah.
If you're feeling those feelings of positivity or comfort or you know that you're going to be okay,
especially in Los Angeles when there's so much
language.
Negative energy.
There's so much, and it's so congested. Mm-hmm. And we live in these neighborhoods that are people stacked up on top of each other, mm-hmm. and it's just it's coming at you from all different directions. Everybody is very oriented in a certain way here, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and it's just such an intense energy. If you don't slow down, you lose your mind.
That's super interesting. Now you touched on Lance a little bit, who's been on the show before and who's my former roommate, mm-hmm, Lance mm-hmm. Paulin, very funny comedian, one of my brothers. I love him so much. He lived on an air mattress in our one bedroom apartment when we first moved out here.
I know.
And you started dating him during that
I
time.
Know.
What a trooper.
Yeah.
I remember. So it was Tone Bell, Mark Agee, me and Lance Paulin living in this shitty apartment in North Hollywood. And Lance is like, there's this guy. He had liked you for a long time, by the way. Let me say that. He'd had a crush on you for a long time. And when you guys – he was like finally like I guess had asked you out or something, or you guys had gone out or something. And then he's like, yeah, I think she's going to come back here. Like I'm like, no, don't bring her here. And you came.
I know,
and
did.
I spent the night on the air. God.
On that air mattress in your living room, which, by the way, I had my dog over, and I was worried about her laying on your floors. They were so disgusting.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
It was, and Misha, you got to remember, like, I moved, like, I had an apartment. I had a two-bedroom apartment in Dallas with hardwood floors that was, like, had my own gym. I had my own parking spot, swimming pool, and I left that, and I was there sleeping on the floors that you were afraid for your dog to touch.
Right.
Like, that was my reality for so long.
Wait, did you say this was a studio?
This
is
a
two-bedroom,
this
right?
is a two-bed. I say it was a one-bedroom because the second bedroom was the size of a closet. There
yeah,
was a mattress
yeah, yeah,
on the
yeah.
floor, and that was it.
Well, then there were four or five dudes there.
Yeah. Right. So Lance was you're the guy who was courting you was in the living room.
That was his space.
Tone and I shared two air mattresses in one room.
Oh, but you also had one of those, only because I saw your room, you had one of those beds that, like, squishes up.
Oh, we upgraded. We got prison cots.
Okay.
Yeah.
those were a nice touch.
When Tony booked Whitney, he bought him and I prison cots. So we had, like, the two that we would put side by side, and that was, like, an upgrade. And then Mark was on a mattress on the floor in the other room. And so when you came over, were you like, this guy's a fixer-upper? Or you're like, he's an artist? Or were you like, what was your thought?
I don't know.
And God bless you for sticking around, man.
Yeah. You know, it must have just been written in the stars because I don't know why.
That's a hard sell.
Well, he's like, right? The sweetest guy I've ever met.
He is.
Was he like that before? Or is that like post Misha?
No, he's
like
always
he's
been
always
a sweetheart.
Way.
Yeah. He's charming enough to pull off, hey, this is my space right now until I make it.
And I wasn't in a good place.
Right.
So it's like
where
I was
living
out
time?
Of my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Oh,
I
here
like,
I thought you were a saint. You just wanted an air mattress.
Just wanted a sugar daddy.
I had broke up with my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I was with somebody
uh-huh.
who...
Don't say his name on the podcast, please.
How about his address? And so yeah, I just hopped in my car and started staying on people's couches, Christy being one of them,
right,
for about a week.
Okay. And yeah. So you met Lance. That was our place was an upgrade.
I mean, Lance.
Just using him for his money.
Yeah, exactly. His mother, because of my Russian name, was like determined to convince him that I was actually Russian and just wanted a green card.
Yeah, I'm from Northern California. Yeah. What are you talking about?
She would say these things to him. He'd be like, "Mom, her last name is McCourtney." She's very
You're
American.
Actually from Dublin, and you do.
She's looking for a green card.
Right.
I'm from Sacramento. What are you talking about?
Are you from Sacramento?
No.
No, but close.
Paradise.
Actually, Paradise. Paradise. It's like an hour and a half.
Is it Paradise?
Those are never accurate descriptions of the areas.
No, the city names like that?
Would you describe it as Paradise, in your opinion?
I think it's very beautiful.
It's very charming.
It's in the mountains.
Oh, nice.
It's a retirement community.
Oh, okay.
With lots of... I just said this term. Nobody knew... Does nobody know what peckerwoods are?
Peckerwoods, yeah, absolutely.
You know.
I'm from Texas, of course.
Right, okay, yeah. But people have been like, I don't know what a peckerwood is. And I'm like, my town is full of peckerwoods. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have some validation. I mean, they're just white trash.
Just trashy people. Yeah. Just pecker, yeah, redneck, peckerwood.
Right.
Yeah. When you and Lance started dating, were you guys living in your car for a while?
Well, we did. I feel like all of our dates were in the car.
Well, yeah, that's just convenience.
Yeah.
Because what are you gonna do? Bring a chick? I mean, can I ask you a question? And we can bleep it out if you want.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hook up on the air mattress in our apartment?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love you.
I mean, that was the. I believe that would have been the first. Or where else?
I don't know. In
you know
the car,
I mean?
I guess.
We're not gonna rent a room. Neither. We don't have any money.
I brought a girl home one time, and I felt so bad.
To that apartment.
To that apartment, yeah, on the air mattress. Probably the same one that you and Lance lost your virginities to. Probably the same one.
Oh, God. Yeah, probably.
What a trooper. And now look at you guys. How long have you guys been together?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, our anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are living, you guys have a bed now.
We have a bed.
You have a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a cat.
Yep.
You guys are going to Vegan Fest together.
Yep. You guys He's a vegetarian now.
Is he? Full?
Yep. Yep,
I gotta talk to him.
Oh, you guys, no, don't! I'm blocking your number from his phone.
You guys are doing sketches and stuff now.
Yeah,
the super
Dropouts
funny.
Comedy.
Dropouts Comedy, and you guys are getting couples massages.
Yeah,
I saw online that you guys went together
for our 4 year anniversary.
Now, whose idea was that?
I feel like it may have been his, but I don't really remember. I feel like we kind of came on that together.
Okay.
Came on that together is what I just said.
Yeah, I picked up on that. Now, did you guys, because knowing you two, did you guys do research? Or did you guys like have a Groupon and went to like a strip mall?
Somebody recommended a place.
Okay.
It
was
just
in the valley?
It's, yep.
Okay.
Yep, in Burbank.
Okay.
She recommended this place that was $40 for an hour.
Okay, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. Okay.
But she said it was great.
Okay, all right.
So I'm thinking, gosh, that's a good deal. And it wasn't a Groupon.
Okay. And so you guys went together.
We went together.
What was the experience like?
It was so stressful. It was just, I think for him it was good. But for one, we get there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm going to or not, by the way. If I do a horrible Asian accent at any point, it's not because I'm racist. It's just because that's the accent.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm not good at
right.
Why can't she get away with it?
Yeah.
Can you?
Right.
What?
Misha can get away with it.
Get away with
it. Yeah, we can't get away with it. No.
Well,
if you're doing a character and you're acting out your experience, you can do it. It's fine. Right.
Right.
You're not
I don't mean
putting
to change
on
the subject, but if I'm going to do a French accent,
right?
I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Just do the masseuse as a French.
Misha,
I'll try.
We'll allow you to do an Asian accent.
And I don't even know. I'm just saying if we get there.
Sure.
I don't know.
All right.
So yeah, we get in the room and
now are you guys together?
We're together.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We get in the room and it just feels like everybody's so quiet in there. Like you don't know, you know, it's like such a weird,
yeah,
you know, these yeah. places that there's like all these massage rooms and mm-hmm. it's dimly lit and the music's quiet mm-hmm. and you don't know these people.
Sure.
And so we get in the room and I'm like, I don't know. Do I take all my clothes off? Like, and Lance doesn't know either. And so like, we're just whispering, trying to figure this out.
Okay.
And then he's like, well, I'm not wearing underwear. And it freaks me out. It freaks me out because I'm like,
why is he not wearing underwear?
Because he had no clean laundry.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Are you guys high?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that adds to your paranoia.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Right before we go in, we're hotboxing the car outside, right outside
you live
the door.
In, or is this
the car, our previous home?
I've got no clean underwear, but I got enough weed to hotbox the house we're living in.
Always. So yeah, go in the room and we figure this out. He says he's not wearing underwear. I freak out because I'm thinking, you know, you're gonna get a boner, but I'm sure of it, you know, and so I'm. I ask him, I'm like, go ask them. Ask them if this is okay.
Oh, I thought you meant ask him if he was going to get a boner. Excuse me, miss. Am I going to get a boner?
Right. No. Ask, like, I wanted them to say this is, it's okay.
It's okay,
like,
right.
They deal with this.
Sure.
And
some clear direction. It's your first time there.
Yeah.
It's your 4-year anniversary. Yeah. You're nervous. Okay.
So, yeah, he goes, he asks, and they say, take everything off. And so I leave my underwear on. And because I'm just, it's just like, I'm not sure that they're sure
right.
what we're, I really, I don't know.
Did you think it was a shady place?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. So then the second she comes in and she's massaging me, for one, I'm cold and I don't say anything. Two, I'm just tense and like, she's kind of like, things are kind of painful, but I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, why don't you say anything?
Yeah, right.
But I'm also high and I'm like too scared to pick my head up out of the little face hole.
Why?
I don't know. It was like
what
this
did you
think
like you were gonna see?
It was like I was hiding in this face hole.
Face hole is the funniest word I've heard.
I was hiding in a face hole at an Asian massage parlor.
And then at some point she actually starts pulling my underwear down.
Uh-oh.
Like I mean not all the way down, but like half down my butt cheeks,
sure.
You know.
It was weird cuz she was using her mouth.
Oh, there's a lot of tension in that area.
So she's okay.
So I mean, just so she can like massage, right? And then I'm kind of like, oh my god, I should have taken my underwear off. This is embarrassing. Like
right.
She thinks
that you're a prude.
Yeah. And then they start talking to each other, which I don't know if you've ever been to these massages like in a group setting. But then when they're talking to each other and they're speaking language you don't understand, you're like, what are you talking about?
So you're just assuming they're talking about you.
Yeah.
Because you're a highly sensitive person.
Exactly. I'm an HSP. And
self-diagnosed HSP. Right.
And then they start giggling. They start giggling. Which is freaky.
Yeah, because you know they are 100% talking about you.
Yeah.
100%.
Giggling about
right.
Lance's boner.
Yeah.
And, that's what I think. That's
giggling.
What I think.
The boyfriend has a boner.
Oh, God. So that's, and that's, I'm, now I'm worried. But yet, even in that moment where I think, just pop your head up. Oh, because now they're gone. She's no longer touching my body.
Okay.
And she was like very quiet. I don't know how she snuck away without any noise, but it was like just suddenly this person was gone.
Like a ninja? Is
like
that what
a ninja.
Saying?
She was a total ninja.
Okay.
And she's not touching me. There was just giggling. And in my paranoid brain, I'm like, are they double teaming me? Stop.
Like a shitty threesome and they just give up on the other person. The other two just go at it. You look over and they're just both working him.
That's
the best anniversary ever.
That's what I was scared of. I really was. I really thought that it may be a place that you get happy endings. And maybe the sign that you wanted one was that you do take your underwear off.
So Lance walks in with no underwear. So he's down.
Right.
You've got underwear on. You're not right. down. So she's giggling because her other friend's working your boyfriend.
Isn't that weird, though? Like, why the giggling?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, something was funny.
Maybe she could tell. Maybe she could tell that you were a little uncomfortable and that you had left your underwear on.
Yeah.
And that Lance rolls in ready to party. no underwear on. She was she probably said in whatever language, these two had two completely different ideas on how this date was going to go. Right. They probably thought that Lance probably thought he was going to be in a room by himself. You were going to be in a room.
It was horrible.
That's hilarious.
So do you prefer a male or a female masseuse?
It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You don't like a deep, deep massage?
I don't. If they get like too deep and it's painful, I don't enjoy it.
Oh, that's weird. I like the
deep
pain.
Tissue. Yeah.
Do you?
Well, it's not like during the pain that I like it. It's like right after.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm an HPS, so if they massage me like too hard,
highly person sensitive.
I'm a highly person. But I don't get massages. I don't have, I can't afford to get massages too often. And there's a place down the street from here that's supposed to be really good. But again, like, how do you know which massage place is legit and which one's not?
I feel like from what I've learned is you just have to go to the place where they're like $100, $200.
Where you drop the money, right?
Yeah.
There's a place in Chicago I used to go to. It was my favorite. It was like $50 for an hour.
Sure.
And I used to drive the truck a lot and my back would always hurt. And I just like once
pop
once
in
a
and
week.
Get one. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
At least once a week.
I like them at the mall.
Yeah.
Because
I know
that that's pretty safe. I know there's not going to be a weird interaction there.
Well, it's very, very vulnerable time.
It is very vulnerable time. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a, this is how weird I am. Like, I had a friend of mine, like a very close friend who's getting her masseuse license, come to my house because she needed some, she needed certain hours and she wanted to help me out. But even in the back of my mind, I was like, is this going to be like a conversation? Like, is this going to be a thing where, like, because she's at my house and we're in my room? Like, is this just, I just automatically assume that every masseuse, like, has to be like, okay, for an extra $100, like they just have to let you know.
It feels like that might happen.
This is someone I've known for 15 years.
Why is it? Maybe this wasn't your experience, but when somebody massages me, even just for a second, that I know well, to me, I'm actually able to relax quicker.
See, I think it's creepy.
Yeah.
When dudes walk up and start massaging girls, it's the creepiest thing in the world.
Different.
Like when you're like an open mic waiting to go up and another car comes up and starts massaging you.
My neighbor is a good friend of mine and he's tall and handsome. And he always walks up to me and starts massaging my shoulder every time he sees me. And I tell him to stop. I'm like, that's a power move.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure
is. Hey, little buddy, how are you doing? You know, like massaging your shoulders. I'm like, dude, I know what you're doing. I see through you.
Right, exactly.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to start massaging people. Just walk up to him.
But you're so small and tiny.
That's what
you have
I mean.
To like reach
I have
up.
To, like, just I'll have to try harder.
So what was Lance's experience with the massage parlor? Was he cool with it? Was he happy? Was he like, what were they giggling about? Or was he like,
he definitely mentioned the giggle.
So he picked up on it too.
Yeah. Overall, he enjoyed it more.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing underwear.
Yeah. He definitely said, that she got very close to his penis.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like she was like, I mean, I think she's just like no fear.
Right.
Like she just did what she does.
Oh, it's like a butcher to like, you know, it's.
Wait, what?
It's like you see something every day. It's like you're like you don't care.
Oh, okay. All right.
Butcher sees meat every day. He's like to him. It's like
right.
You know,
she's got a meat cleaver. She's got a lab coat on. Like, oh no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. Are you allowed to talk about your when you worked for Playboy?
Yeah.
Do you work for like a swingers show? Isn't that what you worked for?
Yeah, it was called. I don't see why I can't say.
Speaking
anything.
Of seeing dudes' dicks all day.
Yeah, yeah, so many dicks. it was called Adult Film School. That's the name of the show.
Did it ever air?
On Playboy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was in the casting department, so checking it out.
So, what does that entail?
Like the casting couch.
Well, I, yep.
Holy shit.
Dude, if I walked in I'd be like, oh, sweet, this is awesome.
It was super weird. At first, first couple weeks, I was like, I can't do this. This is freaky.
They kept massaging her?
And then, it got more comfortable. But there were just, the reason you said swingers is probably because I've told you about swingers, because swingers were very interested in the job. Like those were most of the submissions came from swingers. And they didn't want porn stars because they wanted real people for the show.
To pay less.
Yeah.
So they would come to you and you would have to be like, yeah, you guys look like you fuck a lot.
So we would get couples in and they would strip down. And not often. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
or the guy would be naked, and the girl would have her underwear on.
We would take pictures of them.
Really?
Naked. Well,
for some reason, I picture you in like this old dingy like warehouse with like a Polaroid camera and just like couples like holding to their genitals.
That's I love that visual, but this was a very legit the Playboy building.
Oh, it was in the actual. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, all right, okay,
yeah,
all right, in Burbank.
Yeah,
right, okay.
And I was the assistant. Like, okay. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn too much and sure. say I had full
sure.
say
you
on,
didn't see
on
all
who's
the dicks. I understand. So they would come in, they would get naked, and then what?
And then, yeah, we would basically interview them while naked.
Okay.
Take some pictures.
Okay.
And if we liked them, we would, you know, there was a couple meetings at different throughout the casting process with the producers and who liked who, and
okay,
we'd ask lots of questions and what their the premise of the show was. You've made a sex tape before. It didn't go well. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the production value, everything you need to make a really good one.
So second chance, sex tape. Yep.
Okay. Like web redemptions.
Like web, yes. Like web, yes. Like Tosh when
I
was
I
web
haven't
redemption.
Seen that.
But for sex tapes?
Yeah. Okay. And so it was, what is your fantasy? Lots of people wanted to have sex on cop cars, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was cop cars, and then there was, of course, lots of BDSM.
Wait, what do you mean, like, hold on, what do you mean? Like that? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. People want to get smacked around and beat up, right? The cop car thing.
Yeah, they wanted to have sex on the cop car.
So when you say, like, a few, like more than two?
I guess there were two that I remember, but
okay, that's
but
still
that's,
a
but
lot.
That's two different couples.
It's still a lot,
in,
yeah.
In the whole cast.
That's interesting.
Who chose a cop car? And they we had to choose who got the cop car because not everybody gets the cop
not
car.
Everyone,
you know?
Obviously, not everybody yeah. gets the cop car.
And then, now I feel like I'm gonna get myself in trouble. And then the location that they filmed a lot of it was at this house in on Skid Row.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they're flying in people from around, I don't know, the U.S.
Sure.
and different areas. And I'm sure they're expecting
that's
Hollywood.
Their studio?
Well, this was just the location.
That's
of
the fuck room.
This is the house that they rented. Ew. For, not for all of the scenes. Okay. You know, some right. of them had other visions for their sex tape. But
right.
if anything was in a house or something, that this is the house.
On Skid Row?
On Skid Row.
Ooh, could you imagine? You get
right?
off the plane, Hollywood, mm-hmm. you're excited. And like, are those tents?
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually, not to go back to the spiritually stuff, but
sure.
when we went to that house and just, I don't know, pick up paychecks or something, nothing mm-hmm. crazy at this point. And as we're leaving, that's the first time I had seen the 100 people on either side of that, whatever street that is, mm-hmm. with, yeah, tents and boxes. And
yeah.
It was such an intense experience. I got sick.
Yeah, it's very sad.
And it was weird. Like, I was sick for like 30 minutes. And then we got out, and then I stopped being sick. And I was like, I don't know if I'm just taking all this on because it was
right.
so depressing and
sad.
So horrible.
At least you guys never had a shortage of extras, though, while you were
Yeah, everybody was very,
fluffers.
Very
Speaking
willing.
Of Skid Row, I brought your fucking boyfriend to open for me. We did this charity show at the Midnight Mission, which is a homeless
oh.
shelter on Skid Row. Your boyfriend was supposed to do 15 minutes. He did 4 and was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, oh, wait, that's he said that you crushed, though, right?
Is I did all right. You... Yeah, it's my people. I'll be living with them in a few short years. they leave a tent ready for me. That's amazing. What a great. So you left that gig. You were just sick of seeing penises and turning down cop car requests.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, it was a production job, so it was temporary
oh, so
anyway.
It, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were you ever on set? Did you ever get to see?
No, but I was, they asked me to do the next phase.
Right. And you were like,
and
nah.
I was like, yeah, no.
Like, nah.
I can't.
You had to go like buy whips and stuff.
I can't
for
do
people.
It. No, I don't know what it would have entailed. But
the cop car thing is so weird to me. Like two different
what
people.
What would be yours?
Like crazy fantasy that it like that I could have whatever I
I've
wanted.
I've never thought like location.
Location is like mm-hmm. I don't
I've never
care.
Thought location.
Yeah, I don't I mean a vegan festival.
Rib Fest would be Ivan's.
Eating ribs at a vegan fest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. It's play,
yeah,
as long as they have
so
an air
relevant.
Mattress,
yeah.
I don't care. yeah, my old apartment on an air mattress with all
that's
my old
your,
roommates
that's
watching.
That's your fantasy. Gross.
Massage room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, massage room. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, there were. Speaking of having people watching, there was definitely lots of, what is that?
Voyeurs.
Voyeurs, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to be watched.
A lot of people wanted to be
See,
watched.
I'd be down for that. I think I'd let people watch me.
I guess I get that a little. I mean, yeah, some people were like, yeah, we just usually have sex like in front of our door or like in front of windows in
our
neighborhood.
Door? Oh, I see.
With the like screen door open, like that's what they did anyway.
Right.
But these swinger couples actually seemed very healthy as far as couples. Like some of them had been together.
Yeah. So they weren't like sickly.
Yeah. Okay. They had taken their vitamins. Right. They were like, had no hep B or C. Yeah.
They got their hep C medication from their cats. They were very healthy.
But it was interesting how the couples who were swingers just seemed like
they had good relationships.
Yeah. And they'd been together a long time and still were clearly spicing it up.
Now, you were working, we talked recently. Were you working on a scene where the whole threesome thing came up?
The threesome thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hold on. It's taking me a second.
Recently, we were talking about like being in a relationship. Could you?
Oh, I was asking you.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yep. It was for, it was actually Lance. Lance had an audition where he was reading for this character who had been in a threesome. And I was trying to understand.
The character. Right. Okay.
Who loves his wife.
Right.
But I was trying to see, like, do guys really – does every guy really want to have a threesome?
Ivan, who's married.
Yeah.
You go first.
Yeah.
So, okay, at every point of – at every year of your marriage, would you have felt the same way?
No.
So in the early days, you probably wouldn't have.
Probably not. No.
I think – no, please, because that was my point.
I'm fascinated about, you know, you said these swingers. My fascination is, like, at what point in the marriage do you get where you're just, like – this is an option.
Mm-hmm.
Like that doesn't. Oh, you don't you start open the that relationship.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
And that must be such a vulnerable, hard thing to do for someone to open up to their spouse about. And right. I think it's probably happens like at a crisis. It's either shit or get off the pot with the marriage. It's like either we're breaking up or not, and then you start opening up. Maybe like that's maybe like the only way I can see it. But I don't, because I don't see like a couple going into a marriage being like, yeah, we're gonna be swingers.
Right.
Unless they met at a swingers club or something.
I was saying the whole threesome thing and even the swinger thing, the more that you love the person, the more you're okay with them banging somebody else.
See, I don't feel
you.
That way.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I think that right?
Yes.
Because in the beginning, when
my wife
like,
is super jealous. Like, uh-huh. I can't talk to a girl without her
right.
being jealous. And that's just the way sure. she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that way. Like, I think...
Do you think you love her more?
No.
Oh. Oh, no, no, no.
I think jealousy is this weird thing. It's like, I know I'm not going to lose her.
Right.
So why would I be jealous?
Exactly.
I know she's going to come home to me.
And that's what we were
I'm
talking
not
about.
I'm not worried about anything. And I know she's going to tell me everything. And then we'll just, you know what I mean?
You'll be good.
Well, yeah, there's trust there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's funny because Lance wrote into the show.
I think it's all jealousy. I think jealousy is... being scared to lose,
I don't want to.
If you're not scared, then
but you also but there's also probably you also don't want to visualize.
I don't want to visualize. I don't want to see it in person.
Right.
I don't want to think about it afterward.
Right. So you think it would linger for a while with you?
Oh God, it would linger. It would linger forever. I feel like.
Right. Well, you're also a.
HSP.
HSP.
Or
sure.
P HPS.
Oh, yeah. You're also, well, you know, you're a woman, so.
But see, here's the thing. And the reason I asked you that question is because I don't know if Lance is shooting me straight or not. Because I'm asking him, like, what are your sure. feelings? And uh-huh. he's like, no, I wouldn't want to have a threesome with you.
Oh, with you?
With.
He's like, I don't want you there.
Those masseuses, though.
But I believe him. I don't think that he.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah.
He probably, I don't know. We can have him on next week and ask him off air. I don't know. You know, I think that the more comfortable you're with the person, the more you love the person, I think the more you're okay with, yeah, being comfortable and they're not going to go anywhere and you're not going to lose them. But, you know, I don't know. That's probably never going to come up in my relationship. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what the 4-year.
But you would
brings.
Never bring it up. You would
no,
need...
no, no, no. I would never yeah. bring that up. No, 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 no. I mean, unless maybe for like been married for like a long time and it's yeah. like. No, because even, I don't know, maybe.
10 years, man.
10 years. I think, yeah, it's like paper, something borrowed, another woman.
I will say that these swingers, from at least the ones we saw, lots of them really take care of themselves.
Yeah.
It's like they're so used yeah. to having other people.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Right.
That they just, no matter what their age, they look good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I can't speak for all of them. But.
Right, yeah, there's some very unattractive swingers yeah. out there. I've performed at swingers.
I like that. Like, why do people... just blow up when they get married.
Yeah.
And you stop comfortable. Taking care of themselves.
They just get comfortable. Yeah.
Well, they often do it together too.
I know. Yeah. It's like, shouldn't you keep?
Yeah.
Like, someone's with you the whole time. Like, shouldn't you try not to be a slut?
Yeah. You would think. Yeah. How are we doing on time?
We're like 50 minutes in.
15?
50.
50. Okay. Okay. Let me do this commercial really fast. So Mother's Day is coming up May 14th. Have you got flowers yet?
Mother's Day?
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Flowers?
Yeah.
I could barely get my flowers. I wish it was just easy. I wish there was an easy way to do it.
There is. Turns out there is. Bouquet in a Box. They're sponsors of Foster the Podcast. So they reached out to us. It's super cool. I actually know the dudes that are running it. So it's bouquetinabox.com. They're grown locally in California. But we've had those flowers that we had at the house for a long time that didn't die, those were from them.
The ones that are still here.
Yeah, exactly. So they reached out and they want to sponsor the show, but they want to give our listeners 15% off their first order. So if you go to bouquetinabox.com and use promo code FOSTER, you guys will save 50% off of for Mother's Day for your wife or for your mom or whatever. The flowers are awesome. They're like I said, they're grown locally in California. It's a family business. Bouquetinabox.com. Use promo code FOSTER when you guys check out.
And who deserves flowers more than your mom?
Right, or a pissed off wife because you haven't gotten her flowers. Okay, great. So let me do this right before Misha. I know you got to get out of here, and we're running on time. But I found this thing that I really want to do. I don't know if you guys probably saw this. It was all over social media. And the Uber driver who took the cheating boyfriend's mistress to his house.
I didn't hear this.
You didn't see that?
No. Oh, what is it?
It's an Uber driver who took the girl. The address was her boyfriend's house.
Okay, I don't know why I'm okay. Not following.
So an Uber driver picked up a fare.
Okay.
And the fare goes, this is where I'm going.
And it's to the Uber driver's house.
And
it's to the Uber driver's
her
house?
Uber driver's boyfriend.
The Uber driver's boyfriend.
Right.
Okay, so the
Uber
driver's...
So let me read you the story.
Okay.
An Uber driver from Florida named Bree has revealed how she inadvertently drove her boyfriend's mistress to his house. Twitter user Miss Exiclia. Oh, you got it now?
Yeah.
She got on Twitter and basically tweeted the whole story an hour after the incident occurred. So my man told me he was going to New York to see his mom. She's in the hospital, and he had luggage packed and everything. I stayed with him the night before. We parted ways earlier in the morning from his apartment. He got in his car, and I got in mine, and he drove off like he was headed to the airport. Fast forward to an hour ago, I pick up a girl. She from the airport. She puts the address in, which is the she puts the address in the apartment complex in the GPS, and she said she's here in town to visit her boyfriend, and she's so excited.
Oh.
She hasn't seen him in forever. Blah blah blah. And I'm relating to her. I'm like, yeah, my man just left town. She puts the apartment complex, and then told me where to drop her off in the apartments. Anyways, fast forward to us pulling up to the gate at the apartment complex, and I'm like, oh, my boyfriend lives down here. She's getting the apartment building number while I'm saying this via text. I drive to the gate that's open, even though it's an exit. She's like, okay, I got the number. At this point, I'm like, we're counting the building numbers down as we're riding through the building. So she's seeing, she's getting closer and closer to the fucking dude's building. Then her stomach starts to drop as we get closer to a familiar building, and I see his car outside. At this point, she was like, girl, I was burning up. And then she goes, I think it's right here. That's his car. So she pointed to, yeah. And then she says, his ass comes out of the house ready to help her with her luggage. And then she quotes, and the devil rose up out of me like, are you dead ass right now? And he starts running. So basically she gets out of the car, starts throwing elbows at her boyfriend.
What'd you call these people? Woodpeckers?
Peckerwoods.
Peckerwoods. So apparently, but now you got to think it from the girl in the back seat's perspective. Now it's just a crazy Uber driver beating up the chick's boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
So she gets out of the back seat, starts fighting the Uber driver. Now they're all beating the shit out of each other. The Uber driver gets back in her car and leaves, right? Her phone's blowing up because she's still got the chick's luggage in the back of her car.
Wow.
So throughout the day, and she's posting pictures of it on Twitter, and it's just her wearing the chick's outfits.
Yes.
She's wearing her sunglasses. She's got a dress on.
Wow.
Dude, so to bookmark that with what you said about you saying the coworker's name and it coming back to you, like, what are the odds of her picking up, of all the fares, picking up the one chick who's in town to bang her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now, listening to this story, do you feel bad for the guy? Like, does your
I feel bad for everybody involved.
For everybody involved.
Everybody. Yes, you he guys, is a
you
piece
guys,
of shit.
Of course you guys feel
no,
bad for the guy.
He is a piece of shit, and he should not cheat, and I'm glad that he got busted. But fuck, that's brutal. That's the worst way to get busted.
Yeah, yeah. My
that's
gut reaction
glorious.
Is just, oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
God,
yeah, you got to feel for him.
You
got to feel
for
him.
I do not feel for him.
Because that's like God being like, fuck you. You know
it's,
what I mean?
It's even hard for me to feel for the girl who was the fair.
The cheatee.
Yeah.
She didn't
but,
know.
But I get,
you
I get,
know.
I have to tell myself that she didn't.
Yeah,
know.
She didn't get it.
And I don't know who was first.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Ah,
horrible.
I guess the girl gave her a 1-star rating and she wasn't allowed to drive for Uber ever again.
Wow.
Oh,
they
man.
Go get coffee like every rom-com.
Right, yeah. Guys, just use taxis. If you're going to cheat, use a taxi. That's Misha's shaking her head.
That's horrible.
Use Lyft.
That sounds like a nightmare.
So that's our public service announcement. Misha, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. You guys were lovely.
It was so great to have you, and I hope you had fun. Thanks for dude, thanks for telling us about the bubble thing, by the way. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, do
before
it.
Before I leave the house today.
I'm going to do it, too.
Visualize a nice bubble around me to keep the negative energy out.
Yeah.
And do that deal. And Misha, how can people find you?
There's a show I'm producing next month.
Yes, plug that show, please.
Yeah, May 17th, 8 p.m. at Flappers in the main room.
Uh-huh.
It's an all-ladies show.
Uh-huh.
Not just stand-up comic. I'll be on the show doing stand-up, but we also have all-female sketch group, all-female improv troupe, and an all-female musical improv troupe.
Awesome.
Headliners, the funny, hysterical Candace Thompson. It's going to be a fantastic
Candace
show. Who's a good
show?
Friend of yours,
yeah,
right?
She's been on the show before. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's May 17th?
May 17th, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Flappers. It's
Flappers.
In the main room.
Main room.
People can get tickets at Flappers Comedy.
Yep, yep.
And on your, they can tweet and Instagram you at Misha.
Yeah, at the Mishka Mouse.
Perfect.
Mishka Mouse.
That's going to be a great show. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
There's going to be female masseuses there if you guys want to show, you guys want to show up early. Ivan, how can people find you?
At Ivan Ishkov.
Awesome. And for all my social media, at Justin Comic on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go to fosterthepodcast.com and also check out bouquetinabox.com, you guys. Do some ordering there for mom this year. Enter promo code FOSTER. You guys immediately save 15%. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.